Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You've been watching, like all of us, what's been happening in KZN, those fires that have really, really got us all reeling. And the Minister of COGTA has really had a look at what's happening there, just to give us a take on what he feels and how he received the news of what's been happening there. Is the COGTA KZN spokesperson, Nolala Ndlovu, who's on the line with us this evening. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Ms. Ndlovu.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners.
Devastating news of even firefighters who've gone in there to try and, you know, just bring down the fires, who've lost their lives. We have, from our side, a count of six. Maybe give us an update of how many actually currently, you know, have we lost, and whether the number has changed.
Well, in total, since the fire started last week, we've got about 13 people who have lost their lives up to today.
Mm-hmm. 13 people, and is the number correct of the six of them being firefighters?
The six is workers from SAPI who were working in SAPI's plantation.
Yes,
and they were working trying to contain the fire.
The visit by the Minister of COGTA, how did it go, and what did he have to say?
The National Minister of COGTA, you mean?
Is only coming tomorrow, or have you had other... He was meant to have other conversations with the provincial COGTA ministry. Have those conversations happened prior to the visit tomorrow?
I'm not aware of conversation. If they did happen, they may have happened maybe privately with the MEC, but we are expecting the minister tomorrow.
Yes. And what I'm assuming what you would like is, you know, a declaration of disaster. Are you able so far to give a sense of what you need and how much you need?
Well, at this stage, I'm not able to talk about the figures in terms of how much is needed, because there has been different incidents in different areas, but it is quite a substantial amount of money considering the damage that has been suffered in the province.
Could you outline how widely spread the fires were this time around?
It's difficult to say how widely the fires were, because there's been fires in different areas of the province. Mm. Right now, the latest fires that we had were in the Boston area, which is near Mpopomeni in the Midlands. But there were other fires in other areas. Almost all the districts in the province had some sorts of fire incidents that happened. So it's quite difficult to actually measure how much and how far. But almost all the districts have been affected by fire at some point.
Mm. Are we able to say whether you've managed to sort of douse all the fires as we speak right now, or are you aware of any other fires raging anywhere else in KZN?
I'm not aware of any fires that are raging right now.
Okay.
But as you know, Pamela, that situation can change any minute.
Yes. A sense of, you know, the devastation on the ground, those who've been affected by all of this, as you're saying, I mean, it's pockets of different regions, and obviously it's very difficult to quantify how much, but do we have a sense of how many families maybe have been affected that you know of?
At this point, I'm unable to say exactly, but we have counted in the thousands now. Mm-hmm. if we try and add in from the different areas, because remember, we've also had another fire incident that happened in Esegwini on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers have been growing. I know we've got more than 1,000 families that have been affected up to now.
Mm-hmm. you know, KZN obviously is quite wide, and parts of it being rural, very difficult to get hold of everybody. Disaster management, how are they managing?
It is difficult. One must concede that. Mm. It is quite difficult, because even if there is a level of readiness for disasters, the extent to which we have experienced these incidents has been a bit overwhelming, quite overwhelming for the teams that are there on the ground. Mm. They have tried, I must say, because they have been able to arrest most of the fires, but it has been a difficult process.
Mm. We obviously know that you're working with NGOs and other stakeholders. Anything that's still needed, you know, any help that any public member can offer to KZN? We know that the right channels are some NGOs, but are there any desperate needs right now that, you know, you could get assistance with?
Actually, people need from clothing to building material to food. Mm. Today we visited the area in Durban, in Kenzo, where a number of shacks were burnt to the ground. Mm. And those people, some of them have lost everything that they had. Mm. The municipality is, and the provincial government is trying to bring together some resources to assist them. But at this point, any kind of assistance will be appreciated.
Appreciate your time. Really, thank you so much for talking to us. And obviously, we look forward to the minister's visit tomorrow, hoping for some news that are going to alleviate some of the pressure. Nola Landlovu, thank you so much for your time. She's a Cocta KZN spokesperson.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.